Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, ministers, delegates, as we are about to celebrate the 30 years of the Declaration and Program for Action of Beijing, France has renewed its commitment to promote its principles and implement them. About 30 years ago, the international community turned an important leaf for joined state action for equal rights for women's rights. Women's rights are human rights. Through 12 areas of concern through which clear objectives have been established, we are in a necessary manner rethinking the place and the role of women's rights in society. This ambition is at the heart of the national and international plan of France. The President of the Republic made the equality between men and women the priority of his two successive mandates. At a national level, this commitment is implemented through a number of texts which aim to combat any forms of violence against women, whether they are within the family, whether they are sexual violence, or any form of violence committed in a public space. Another important area is to reinforce equality in the professional field by combating pay gaps, by promoting parity within companies, within the administration and the political sphere. And finally, by ensuring access to care and by promoting reproductive and gender-based health. In 2015, France was the first country to explicitly enshrine the freedom to use abortion in its constitution. This historical advancement was possible thanks to the mobilization of members of parliament, as well as medical practitioners and civil society. This is an important message that was shared with the women around the world. In addition to this law, all ministries have been working jointly to implement structural plans. We have a pact against domestic violence. We also have an interministerial convention for equality, which has been enshrined in the educational system. We have a national strategy to combat endometriosis. And we also have a plan to combat the exploitation of humans and human trafficking. The budget commitments of the state has also been on the rise. It is now 5.28 billion euros in 2024. It is guided by an interministerial multi-year plan, which has 161 measures for equality between men and women. And I had the honor as a minister in 2023 to launch this plan. It covers four areas: the fight against violence, economic equality, health, and education. France has also made equality and the respect for women's rights a priority in its foreign policy. It has, in 2019, implemented an approach of feminist diplomacy, which aims to integrate gender equality and women's rights and girls' rights into all of its foreign actions. Through its feminist diplomacy, France is carrying an important message for the respective rights of women and girls everywhere in the world. It also supports feminist organizations in 80 countries. France sees these rights as a driver for peace, security, and development. France will publish by the end of the year a text on its feminist diplomacy. France will also host the next meeting of the group on states which hold feminist diplomacies in 2025. The fight against those who perpetrate violence against women is extremely important. We cannot have sustainable peace without justice. France encourages the creation of an international network of experts in this field. To build equitable and pacifist societies, it is important to improve the participation of women in the decision-making process. And France welcomes the work of CEDAW on the draft project number 40, which will be adopted this year in Geneva. This regional review is an occasion to take stock of our commitments, which are almost 30 years old. France drafted its national plan with the ambition of presenting the achievements made without ignoring the challenges that we are faced with. The aim is to collectively achieve the SDGs and the Agenda 2030 objectives. These achievements have been made possible through political will, clear objectives, a national dynamic legislative action as well as adapted financial means. The framework offered by the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action is a guide and a powerful driver for all of us. France reiterates its determination to continue our implementation of our project as well as the achievement of the 2030 agenda. It is in this spirit that France will once again be mobilized during the next session of the meeting on